This is 90.1 KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. The chimney fire burning near Lake Nacimiento in northern San Luis Obispo County is nearly a week old and has destroyed dozens of structures, many of those homes. Richard Coffey lives in one of the many neighborhoods affected by the fire and joins us on the line now to share how his experience with the fire has gone thus far. Thank you for taking the time to join us, Richard. How are you and your neighbors coping with the constant threat of this fire looming?
It's really hard, Randall, I'll tell you. But we've banded together. We are a close-knit group, and we've banded together to help each other.
I saw that you posted on Facebook earlier today a photo of a friend and a client of yours whose home is completely burned out.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And is that a story that's been repeating for you over the week?
Well, I'm an insurance agent with Farmers Insurance, and so it's very personal for me because I do insure a lot of people out in this area. Many of my clients live between Running Deer and South Shore Village, which is the entire length of the South Shore area here. And a lot of them have had damage. Everybody's been under evacuation orders. I have two people that had burned down homes, but other people have had damage. For myself personally, I live out here as well, and our house is saved at the moment, but the fire did burn up to the end of our street.
This is peak season for Lake Nacimiento, and it's the money season for a lot of the businesses in the area. How are those people doing?
Honestly, I can't tell you because we haven't been out. The only thing we were able to do, we're under an evacuation order, and the people that leave are not allowed back in. I can say that the sheriff, who has been patrolling the area, you know, they're concerned with looting. And they're also concerned with looting from the lake because people can bring boats. And they have told us that any boat that is down in the vicinity of the fire after dark will be considered a looter without question.
What are you hearing on the ground when you talk to the firefighters? Is there any sense that they're getting a handle on this and that they'll be able to have full control of it by the end of the month?
From what they've told us, they said it's a very difficult fire to deal with. The inversion layer has been very problematic. Basically, what happens is in the morning, the smoke and ash is just, it's almost like a fog, but it's not a fog, and it just hangs there, which prevents them from doing aerial assaults. So oftentimes, in this past week, there has not been any water dropping helicopters, which actually they pick up water right in front of where we are, and there have not been any of those in the morning time, only until the afternoon. The big concern for us personally is that the wind in the afternoon picks up, and they have told us that that's the most dangerous time because the fire could be blown back and around. They're concerned about the fire jumping the lake at the narrows.
Richard Coffey, one of the many people affected by the ongoing chimney fire in northern San Luis Obispo County. I know that all of us here at KCBX and our listeners wish you and your neighbors the very best.
Thank you, Randall.
If you have a moment, head on over to our website, kcbx.org. There you can see some of the photos. Richard has taken dramatic photos right there at the fire line in these neighborhoods. Randall White, KCBX News.